Hi, guys.
Hi.
Welcome to our podcast. Let's just go for one. This is Faith.
This is Anna.
We are here. We have a super big surprise today on the episode. She's like an OG listener. I think she's like our day one listener. She has listened to like every episode. And
I think you've been on almost every season too.
Yeah, I think she's been our like returning guest. Our largest returning guest.
Oh my God, you're right. Yeah. Other than Alex and Brian.
And she's our in-house celebrity because she lives in LA and she works with famous people. Welcome, Alex and Magna.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Am I really OG like listener?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I am.
You listen to our podcast day one.
Yeah.
And weekly.
And you publicly watched me get heckled after like 2 weeks. You remember? Yeah. Alex has been like day one.
Oh my God, that's right.
She has seen it from the beginning. She saw our rise to fame.
Yes.
No big deal.
Yes.
How are you, Alex?
I'm good. Very cold. I was not expecting. I literally got off the plane and I was like, whoa, because it's literally like 70 and sunny. I was laying out by the pool all week in LA. I have like a nice tan. And then I was texting my mom yesterday and I'm like, okay, like, what's the weather? Like 60s?
Nope.
And she was like, no.
Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
for real.
I was in shock when I got off the plane.
Think North Pole.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I was in the car when my dad picked me up from the airport, literally like shivering. I'm like, can you put the heat on? Like, I'm like, this is actually insane. Like, I was dying.
Yeah, it's not great right now.
No, because, last time I talked to my parents, they were like, oh, yeah, it's spring outside. It's 50.
It was fake spring.
Fake.
In their defense.
Yeah.
No.
Well, welcome to Buffalo.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't even, all my winter stuff is like put away at home. Like and for like, our 3 weeks of winter we have in LA.
Yeah. And like for your like 50 degree
days. It gets cold though. Like I get up.
No. No.
Yes,
you don't
it
get
does.
To say that anymore.
Yeah,
you don't get to say that anymore, Alex. We're literally living in the girth of hell right now. Okay. You don't get to say. It sometimes gets cold there too. No.
Well, I get up at 6 every morning to walk my dog and it'll be like in the 30s.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I have gloves.
She gets some. You get some street cred.
I actively like purchased gloves because I was cold.
Okay. Well, when you buy snow pants, you call us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you when you're walking your dog in snow pants.
Fair. Okay. Then
we the same.
I'm wearing a puffer though. I wear, but then yes. by the end of my walk, it's like creeping up into like the upper 40s and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, we don't know.
So that's like a heat wave.
Yeah. And I'm like sweating. I'm like, why'd I wear this puffer in the first
Literally,
place?
Yeah. It was like 50 degrees a couple weeks ago. So like at night, it was like 37 and I had the roof off my Bronco.
Oh my God.
And other people, by the way, had the roofs open and like convertibles out. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So
that's
how it goes. That's Hawaii for us.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's 50, I have the heat on at like 72.
Okay. I do that too, though. I don't like it. I like it nice and toasty.
I like it toasty when it's really cold, but when it's hot, it's like my apartment's at like 67 degrees. Yeah, it's like it's extreme. I'm a Libra. I can't make a choice.
That's supposed to be balancing.
But we're indecisive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't decide what I want to be.
Well, it's been a week and we have Alex here to chime in on all things that we want to discuss.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to hand the baton over to Anna here.
Oh, thanks for that heads up. So we had the election in the village last Tuesday and I lost.
Because we discovered that people don't know how to vote.
Okay, so I just want to preface this by saying Faith is still very angry about this. So she's going to come after all y'all who didn't vote. I am feeling much better about it. So
I'm sorry, though.
No, thank you. I do appreciate that.
There's 175 people out there who are her people. And then there's like 130 people who voted for her who didn't know how to vote. And I will have words with them.
It's not that they didn't know how to. Okay. I want to be clear about something. Okay. So there were three candidates running for two open seats.
Okay.
Okay. the two candidates I ran against have been in this position for like 20 plus years.
Oh.
So I was the newcomer coming in, and there are 10,000 people in the village.
Right.
And 628 came out to vote, which my goal was for 500, because in past elections, it's been like, in the last election, it was 200.
Oh, wow.
Also, keep in mind that most of the votes are uncontested. It's been years since anyone has contested a race.
Gotcha.
So I think big moves with that. So I got other people at least aware about what was going on.
Right.
So, and that was my goal. My whole platform was community engagement, and I wanted people to, one, know about what was going on.
Right.
Two, get involved. Like, I volunteer on like a shit ton of different committees.
Yeah.
Because that's my thing. Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't expect everyone to show up like that. But I think that the more that they're aware of what is going on in their community, mm-hmm. the more that people will get involved, because there's been like a huge surge of young families who have come into the village.
For sure.
And once your kid is after like is becomes a certain age, I don't know what that age is, you know, things kind of open up more. You become more invested with, and you have more time to dedicate to like being more involved in your community.
Right.
If that's important to you.
Yeah.
So my whole goal was, I just want people to get engaged. I want them to know this is happening. I want them to know they have a voice. Mm-hmm. I want people to understand that there is no electoral college in local politics. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So it is
literally
your vote. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is perfect then. And so it's literally like your vote counts.
It actually counts.
Yes. So, and that was the whole point of this. So I told a lot of people that I knew, like, just vote for me, because otherwise all of these extra votes, like unless you have either a relationship or an investment in one of the other candidates, right? Obviously vote for whoever you want to, but a lot of people didn't even know who else was running.
Let me, I'm going to flip this on the Tiger Friend side of it.
Oh boy. It's so great.
When you go to do the ballot, it literally says can pick up to two candidates.
Pick any two candidates.
So you assume you have to pick two.
Right.
So let me also tell you.
I would have picked two.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. So Dan and I go in there and I see that it says that, and I realize I had not told Dan, just vote Anna. Mm-hmm. So I yelled in the voting room.
I'd love to have one of those election office officials in this.
Oh my gosh.
On this podcast.
I literally yell and I go, Dan, just vote for Anna. Just one. You don't vote two, just one. He turns around and he goes, that's voter intimidation, Reifert.
Oh my gosh.
And the people were there were like, oh, we've never even had people show up here before. Like, they didn't even know what to do. But it's a little tricky. So if you don't know to just, so here's the thing. Obviously, she was running against two people who have had this position for 20 years.
Right.
Anyone voting for one of them is going to just put both their names down.
Right.
So they're essentially getting each other's votes. You're not going to have someone voting for one of them, I would think, maybe exception of a few people, and then also voting for Anna. You're going to have most people that are just going to put the two main people that have always run down, right? So they have each other's votes. So if you just come in and vote for Anna, those raise her votes. But if you vote Anna and then one of them as just a throwaway vote, you're still giving them more votes against Anna.
Okay.
So like, and the thing is, they were already giving them each other's votes. So there was like a breakdown. Oh, here comes our bartender. We all have espresso martinis.
Oh, thank you, Dan.
Dan made us espresso martinis.
Oh my God, you brought all three at once.
Wow.
You are a little baby angel.
Thank you, Dan. Hi, Lexington. Oh, she's my baby.
Bye, Lex. I liked Dan's feature on the podcast last week.
Yeah.
Wasn't that hilarious?
Oh my God.
I was dying.
It's like I really listened to just a side note. I really listen to like this podcast when I walk my dog, because I do like really long walks. Mm-hmm. And I'm like audibly laughing while like I'm walking to myself. Like, I swear people see me walking this big ass Doberman, and I'm just like so laughing to myself. They're like, "Oh, we're not going anywhere near her."
That lady's weird.
She's crazy. She's got a big dog.
Yes. Yeah. Literally. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Cheers. By the way, girls, we have to do a little cheers. Cheers to Alex.
Cheers. Yay.
Aw, thanks, guys.
Mm. Oh, that's lovely.
Okay, I'm gonna sleep over.
I haven't slept.
Oh, this is not going to help you.
I mean, there is espresso and alcohol, so it could just neutralize.
Okay, double
But yeah, so anyways, when they got the breakdown of exactly how everyone voted, there was how many votes did you have? 330?
I had 334 votes. The guy, so there were three of us. I had the lowest. The one above me had 379.
So she lost by 40. Highest,
the highest one had 397.
So she lost by 60. But here's the thing. Only 175 votes voted for one person.
Okay. No, I think it was 126.
Oh,
I think it was lower than
126.
That. Yeah.
So that means 200 people that voted for Anna voted for someone else and gave them
just
more
thought,
votes.
I mean,
they think.
Because why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you think you obviously just have to? I mean, even when I go in, I will tell you, I'm going to be a lot more informed even for like local elections because sometimes I don't know who the candidates are. So I just start circling across of like whatever your party is.
Right.
I don't know. Now I'm going to pay more attention because maybe those people don't need those votes. Like if I'm doing a vote in the same party or in the same thing that's going against the person I really want to win, I'm no longer going to do that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So like I learned something, but people didn't realize that. And to be very fair, the village board or the village didn't really even know that you only could vote for one because we had people doing absentee ballots that they were told you had to do two.
Oh,
and we had to correct.
It's like misinformation.
So it, I think it's just probably confusing. They don't have a lot of these and they never have, you know, people running against someone.
Right.
So this
right.
was a learning. Congratulations. You taught everybody how to vote.
Really, though.
Well, so, I mean, regardless, I knew going into it, this was going to be tough.
Right.
Because there were also multiple houses that had like both of their signs. So someone who didn't know may have thought they were like running on the same thing. Right.
Gotcha.
So I knew going into this, I knew that this was going to be extremely challenging.
Right. Because you're breaking in.
Yeah. And I knew that like the odds were against me regardless of what happened. I will say, number one, I am very proud that I did this anyway, regardless of that. And even though I had all that against me, I didn't lose by that much.
No, you did not.
And I was like, and the day of, like, as soon as we found out, I just left the room.
Right.
And said congratulations to both of them, obviously, because I'm an adult. And then.
I don't know if I would have. And
then, I didn't. When she, I saw her right after. I declared war on a candidate. It's
fine.
She
really did.
Out loud. Hilarious. Loudly.
Oh, yeah. Like. I'm sure the entire village heard her. It was
loudly.
Hilarious. But you know what? Whatever. That's my tiger friend. I love her.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
I also yelled at a client who didn't vote correctly. Oh, I'm sorry. She didn't vote at all. And came in. She's like, I don't know how Anna didn't win. I go, did you vote? She's like, oh, no. I was really busy. We're going on vacation. I had to pack all day. And I was like, then you're the problem.
Oh, my God.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine.
Everyone's fine. So regardless of what happened, I think that I'm so glad that I did it. I do not regret anything.
Right.
I ran completely authentically. I showed up as myself.
Yeah.
I educated people, which was what I wanted to do. And now we'll see what happens from here.
Right.
I kind of want to start. I've already created it in my head. Like this group of people who do all of this shit around the community.
Mm-hmm.
And like nobody ever does it because they want to get credit for it. They do it because they want to make the community better.
Mm-hmm.
So they're called the Village Vigilantes. I decided.
Ooh.
I'm creating this.
Oh, that's fun.
I'm creating. No one knows. Because I just made it up today.
Perfect. Perfect.
It's going
to
be great.
I hope is there like a secret club? Like you get like a postcard asking you to be a part of it.
Oh, you can make it.
It could be like a speakeasy club.
My God. That's so cool.
Yeah, like you've been chosen.
Right.
Yes. And you get some sort of like we cut newspaper letters.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh, my God. Like the bodyguard.
Not a ransom. A ransom letter.
Not a ransom.
Kind of. Just no one's getting paid. We're just making change. But yeah, I'm kind of, it's like, what the hell is it called? The show with the ladies with the outfits. Oh, God.
Bridgerton?
No. No. But I can understand. The one where, like, the whole government, like, goes against women and.
Oh,
Handmaid's
Tale. Yes.
Yeah.
Aren't they some kind of secret society group?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the. What's it called? Is it the Resistance?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know. That show hasn't been on in 3 years at this point now.
Yeah. Also, strike. You know, some listener is like screaming the answer.
No, yeah, that's usually me. And I'm texting Faith and I'm like, it's this.
Alex and Tanya.
I'm always sending like,
oh, Tanya would totally know.
Tanya already knows. She's yelling at us.
Yes. Yes.
I always send like cliff notes as I'm like listening. I'm like, no, you said it right.
I love that.
The Anna Marie, Anne Marie, and Anna Marie.
Oh, Anna Marie.
Scandal.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Alex was fact checking as she was listening.
Because I remember like she said it. It's like she's Dutch or something. Yes. So it's like spelled Anne Marie. But
guess
it's pronounced
what? We
Anna.
Never need
Anna
to know because she didn't get asked back.
I know.
Ooh,
I,
she's been kind of upset about that.
I can see both sides of it though because – But listen. I didn't like her. No. Don't go there.
Her husband literally has charges against him right now for rape and assault.
Yeah, okay, well,
that's who I thought when Erica's like, I hope you annihilate people at the reunion. That's what I thought she was. I never thought talking about Kyle.
I'm surprised
like,
they didn't go.
Why
after
didn't
her
they
more?
Bring that up? They went after Tom Girardi. They went after Why did that not get brought up once in the reunion? That's what I thought they were going to go after.
Now that
her
you
for.
Say that, that makes sense because
that's what I thought. I didn't think Erica meant Kyle from the beginning. I always thought she meant Anne Marie because her husband's rape charges are now like out there, They didn't even talk about it.
No.
So no, that's I'm like, true. Bye. You're going to yell someone's esophagus. Your husband's literally being accused of rape. Get off the show. Done.
Cutthroat this one.
Done.
Cutthroat. She don't mess around.
No.
But wait. So I don't know if we – first of all, speaking of like boards and things and elections, I have been laughing so hard because as Anna has been going through everything with her election, there's been a lot of kind of things going on in Hamburg with their school system. I'm sure everyone's heard about it.
Upheaval.
I did
upheaval. Yeah.
Upheaval.
And so there's been a lot of like
the walkout.
Yeah. There was the walkout. There's been a lot going on. And, you know, number one, my husband's a principal.
Right.
So I have to be incredibly careful.
Yeah.
Number two, he is friends with many people that work in Hamburg. So I also have to be very careful of what I do and say. Mm-hmm. But there's this one group on Facebook. And, you know, for the most part, it's always existed. But with this going on, there's been a lot of opinions. There's been a
lot of reactive things.
Wow. So I have been going on and I tried to do a genuine amount of research. I try to give productive, logical, and level-headed solutions. Yeah. I'm trying not to like promote the kind of like crazy reactive post, but it's hard because I know people's like feelings of where they're coming from all are legitimate.
Right.
But I'm trying to say like, here are the real actions, like the steps we can take to help our community.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to be appropriate and not promote the kind of reactive thing. Like people are like, I've emailed the superintendent 71 times to tell him to resign and he hasn't yet. I'm like, that's a waste of your energy. Let me tell you who you should be contacting. Like I'm trying to like, so I've been kind of like one of the many voices of reason on this page of trying to add a little bit of like, you're valid. I see you, but here's where you can put that energy.
Yeah.
So I have had a lot, and I mean a lot of people contacting me, calling me, texting me, DMing me, saying I should run for the school board.
Oh my God, this is amazing!
And I have responded to all of them, and I am like, number one, I don't know how to email. Number two, I've never been to any organized meeting in my life for any form of government or even as small as PTO.
Oh my.
I go, you must be thinking of my friend Anna because I don't do any of that shit. I like had a list. I was like, number three, I my husband's a principal. It's a gigantic conflict of interest.
Yeah.
And we're about to put Kennedy into a private school. So really, I have no business.
Literally.
I was like, I will keep supplying you guys with helpful, logical information.
Right.
But I have like pissed my pants. Like I told Dan, I said, Dan, this mom wants me to run for the school board. I think he got a good laugh out of it. I think he laughed harder about that than when I fell down the damn stairs.
Oh my God.
So I'd like to say it's very nice that people think that I would be in any way appropriate to handle that job, but I absolutely want nothing to do with it.
No.
No.
Yeah, no.
No. If I'm doing anything, it's just only going to be under like campaign Masucci. Like,
right.
That is all I will do. Or if it's my husband or kids, it can never be Dan. Too many skeletons. Mm-hmm. But
true story.
But mine. But like, you know, I just keep laughing because I'm like, are you thinking of my friend Anna?
That no.
She knows how to do those things. I don't know how right. to do any of this, including my number one response to everyone is like, I don't know how to email.
I'm dead.
Can't be on a school board. But thank you.
I appreciate it.
Just do some research, people. It's really easy.
No, literally.
That's like going into a burning building. I give these people who are actually running for school board a lot of credit.
Love the one girl.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure they're both wonderful. I just personally know one of the girls.
Oh, good.
So I'm very excited. And Godspeed. But yeah. I will right. never put my hat in that ring ever.
No.
Or mm-mm. any ring. I just really want to relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that doesn't sound relaxing.
Yeah, no. I'm just going to beat up people that don't vote correctly.
Yeah.
There you go. For Anna.
Yeah, we're going to educate people on how to vote for school board.
We're going to have a whole podcast episode that's like literally phonetically telling people.
How it's going to be a live video and we're going to physically show them yeah. how to do it.
You did like 87 videos.
Yeah.
And I still had people who were like, what's a board trustee? I'm like, let me send you a video. How do you do an absentee ballot? Let me send you a video. Like she said it. She did so many freaking videos.
But people learned.
Yeah.
That's all that
I learned.
Yeah.
Some
I don't
people.
Even live here.
Also, if I decide to run for office again, I've already created my next slogan.
Oh, I don't say it.
No.
Don't say it on here. But. No. Tell me off air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, because I'm your tiger friend and I'm just going to reiterate this. This is absolutely not Anna's sentiment at all. This is purely mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, she's better than board trustee anyways, people. Let's make way for the next fucking candidate for something else bigger than that. Because most people don't even know what that is. My shade.
They don't know what anything is.
Yeah.
If they don't know what trustee is, they probably don't know the rest of them.
Mayor.
Oh.
Mayor. I know what mayor is. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
So. I only know things about local government from Parks and Recreation.
Literally.
Same.
Literally.
Same.
Most the of only
the things were Parks and Rec.
Leslie Knope taught me everything I know about
local government.
I was
like, are we having
government.
A party?
Exactly.
I said, are we having a party? Let's have a party. They did on Parks and Rec. And she had her whole team in there.
Yes.
Everything was Parks and Rec.
No, that's the only way I know anything.
If I could tell you the amount of times Brian and I were like, Bobby Newport's never had a real job in his whole life. We literally said that for everything.
No, those episodes, they're like smear campaigns.
Oh my God, so funny.
But she is Leslie Knope.
No, I know.
Anna is Leslie Knope.
No,
although Dan,
like, you look at me, I'm like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Dan is Ben Wyatt, though.
Oh, totally.
Dan's Ben
oh
Wyatt.
My God.
Who are you? Tom Haverford?
No, she's Ann Perkins.
I'm Ann Perkins. I'm her best
friend.
Ann
Perkins,
yeah, but
beautiful angel.
You have
no,
Tom
actually,
Haverford's
no,
personality.
No, do you know who I am? I'm who the fuck was
do you know who I
Mona
am?
Lisa?
Rob Lowe.
Oh
yes.
Chris Traeger.
Chris Traeger.
I'm Chris Traeger. Let's be honest.
You're like, I will have a glass of wine. It will be red. It will be a Merlot.
Can we have Alex and Brian be Jean Ralphio and Mona Lisa?
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm probably Mona Lisa.
That's who
Alex
I was going
is Jean
for.
Ralphio.
Like, Daddy,
oh
money.
My God.
Money,
Brian
please.
Is definitely Gary. Jerry.
Jerry.
Oh my
Gary,
God.
Jerry, Larry, Terry.
Yeah.
All
that
the
is
Aries.
Brian. Not Brian, not Cash Money Brian,
I know.
Dad Brian.
I know.
Oh my God. Wait. How are you? Oh my God. Oh my God, I totally forgot her name.
April?
No, the lady.
Oh, Donna?
Donna.
Oh,
Jesus.
Donna.
How are you not Donna?
Yeah, I guess I'm a little.
You could
I'm
be
probably
Donna.
Probably Donna.
I feel like You are Donna.
Treat yourself.
You are Donna. Alex is Tom Haverford.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that could be very true. Yeah,
that feels real true.
Brian is still Jerry.
Jerry. Yeah.
Jerry Gergich.
1,000%. Oh my God. Dan has totally been Wyatt.
This oh no, hilarious. He's always been Ben Wyatt. That's I was like, so you are funny. Adam Scott. do you have a wait what?
I lost trustee. All right. No, you know what I do want to say? Okay, because I think this is really important here. So Brian and I were in Village Hall. We're waiting for them to count the votes, which one of the women was basically the crypt keeper. So it was taking a long time. Oh, and she did not appreciate us at all. I will say the mayor gave me a very nice compliment right before we found out the results. Yes. And he did send me a message later on too. And just, it was really sweet. I really appreciated it. That's Our good. Mayor is a great guy. So Brian is the only one in the room other than the candidates, the mayor and the village administrator. And so I spent a good amount of time being like, should he be in here? They said I could have anybody in there, so he could be in there. It's totally fine. So they read off the results, and we really, really thought I was going to win. Mm-hmm. So it was a huge shock. I was like, oh, okay. Aww. So I got up, I said congratulations, and then we left and we crossed the street. And Faith, who is just like, better than anybody, the world's biggest fucking cheerleader.
You were across the street?
Yeah, they were in the Rise parking lot waiting Aww. For us. Yeah, so my kids, my sister, Alex, and then Dan and our friend Amber were there. So we walk out the door, and I'm trying to hold it together. And I hear Faith scream, she's coming out!
Oh, my God.
And already they are celebrating. And I'm like, oh, no. And I grab Brian's hand. I'm like, oh, no. He's like, I go, I'm okay. It's fine. So then all I could manage was just to nod my head no. And Faith's face, I will never get it out of my head. Like, it makes me want to cry right now. And she just, in her big ass fucking puffy coat, puts her arms out, and I just give her the biggest hug, and I just sobbed. Aww. Just sobbed. Oh my God. I was so like, oh, and I have to tell you, like, and I want to say this on the podcast, even though I'll start crying, like, that meant everything.
Aww,
it meant everything. I know. It was just like, as upsetting as it was like, how beautiful that I'm crossing the street with my partner and my friends who are basically family, and then my family are there.
Yeah.
To support me either way. And it was just, I got a lot of snot and chapstick on her jacket. Did and she's care. Like, I don't care. I don't care about this.
I won't say what I said after that. But I had a real rant.
I know you did.
She had a real reaction.
Visceral.
It was so funny. But oh my God, this is why we love her, right?
Yeah.
Like, she had such a reaction to it. And it was just like, oh man.
I hope they fix that flag. But anyways.
But it was like, what a testament of like true support and true friendship, and just like, you are the biggest hype girl.
Well,
like,
it was the cutest thing, because then she hugged her kids, and then I was like crying when she hugged her kids, and she was like, I tried. And Max was like, it's okay, Mom, you tried. Aww. And I was like,
oh, my God.
It was so
that
sweet.
Got me.
That
got
was
me
really
good.
Sweet. Your kids were so sweet.
They were so sweet when I got home. Brian drove me around for
well,
a little
then
bit.
You got in the car with Brian, and then the boys had to go with your sister.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, bye, boys. And Jude's like, this sucks. I was like, Jude, you and me, let's
his,
go.
His anger got worse as the night went on. Then he was like, this is stupid. This is so stupid. And I'm like, I know, buddy, but it's okay. Like, it happened. I tried. I'm really proud of myself. And that's all you can do. All you can do is try. I go, we're not going to win everything every time, right? And I was almost glad I lost and they were able to see like the bounce back, right?
Yes, right.
Because that is obviously like a huge example.
No, it is.
But also when they were going to bed, Max, before I left his room, he's like, love you, Mom. You tried. Aww. I'm like, oh, I did. And then I said goodnight to Jude, and he's like, I love you, Mom. He goes, you did good. Screw them.
Aww.
Sometimes you just got to punch today in the dick, Mom.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, okay. I think I'm learning what I'm actually telling you guys.
Right.
I get that. But it was just super sweet. Like, they were really sweet about it.
Aw, that's great, though. Yeah. You have, like, all this support around you.
Yeah, right?
You can, like, feel it. Sometimes you know, like, you have, like, this, like, support system. We all have, like, our support systems, but, like, in these moments, you, like, really feel it.
Yeah, exactly. And I have to tell you, that makes such a difference.
Right.
Because even, like, it still had moments that night. Like, that night was really hard.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, I started thinking, I'm, like, I'm getting, like, a million text messages. I better post something because I'm going to keep getting text messages and I don't know, like, how to respond to like, in that moment right there, I could not even, like, respond to
people.
Yeah,
nor do you need to.
I know. But, you know, you feel like people are supporting you the whole way.
Yeah,
and they were, like, friends that were asking, right? Like, genuinely caring. And I'm like, I better just post something. And it was, like, after I took a shower, I took some time to, like, really think about it.
Yeah.
And then, like, how I, like, did it on social media was exactly how I wanted to show up. And it felt true to me.
Well, that's good.
And I'm like, okay, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I'm all right now. And, like, I had kind of, like, that was, like, the start of, okay, we're going to move on from this now. Like, close the chapter. The next day I collected all my signs. I realized I forgot three.
It's okay. We'll get them.
One of them's in front of your salon.
I know. I'm proud. I'm okay with that.
Just keep it up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to.
I'm not mad.
I want to put it right on my station.
In the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was cool just to think, like, okay, this is done now. Now I can move on and figure out what's next.
Yeah.
You know? Like, everything does happen for a reason. So whatever's supposed to happen next was part of my path.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I have a funny wait what that I know will lighten the mood.
Oh, excellent.
And
I've been waiting for this.
Very excited to share this. And then after this, we are going to dive into Bravo drama because that's why Alex is here. let's be honest.
I just remembered I do have another wait what. Oh, so before we dive into Bravo.
So if you think your job sucks, I just heard of what I think might be the worst / most entertaining job I've ever heard of in my life.
What?
So we have a client and she is older and she is difficult as she's gotten older because she doesn't adapt well to changing situations of any kind. Okay. as sometimes when you are in, like, say your 80s, you know, that is a
She's
very
like old,
hard thing.
Old.
She is in her, I think I would say mid to late 80s. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she is likes things a certain way. And that is the way she likes them.
Yep.
So she was done getting her hair done and she had to call this service and she is on the phone and she's like, I'm at this corner. And she's giving, like, the world's worst directions. We're like, who is she talking to? So essentially one of our girls got on the phone and instructed this guy mm-hmm. where to come pick her up at because she literally is like, my hair salon. I'm at my hair salon. And I'm like, I don't. Is this like her? Who is this? She uses a service called Go-Go Grandma.
Stop it.
What? And actually, she told me it's called Go-Go Grandma. It's actually called Go-Go Grandparent.
It's not specific to women.
No, it's not specific to women. It is called Go-Go Grandparent. You can order anything. You don't need a smartphone. You can use a landline.
Oh, my God.
They arrive to pick you up in 15 minutes or less. And you can schedule rides. There's voice commands. You can have them, like, get groceries. You can have them go to Walmart.
I'm
but
shook.
They can pick you up and drive you around town. But if you could have heard this poor man on the other side of the phone, I am like, oh my God, the world's worst job might be being a driver for Go-Go fucking Grandma. Because can you imagine
oh
the senior citizen screaming at this man all day? And then she's like, I hope it's not the one that brought me here because he did not know how to turn.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And then I just keep thinking about Go-Go Grandma and how hysterical. Like, you have to be so patient.
Oh, my God.
But literally, can you – it's Uber for grandparents.
Honestly, it's, like, kind of smart because I'm always telling my mom. I'm like, my grandpa lives in Florida, like, by himself. So – and he doesn't live, like – he lives, like, an hour from the airport, like, outside of Orlando. Mm-hmm. So, like, when he has to go to the airport, he takes, like – this shuttle bus that picks him up in a parking lot, like, of a strip mall. Like, it's really weird. His neighbor has to drive him there and his neighbor has to pick him up from there. And I'm like, we need to just order him Ubers. Like, this is so much easier.
Go-go grandparents.
We need go-go grandpa.
But
I need it in Florida.
But can you imagine?
They have to be
your grandpa.
In
Florida, they must be flourishing. Florida probably keeps
the stock is up in Florida.
They're making six figures a driver. Jesus.
But can you imagine your grandpa calling a car service and what that phone call has to sound like? Because I'm imagining my father, and he would be like, turn north at 54.
Literally.
Because my dad only knows streets by numbers. He doesn't actually know a fucking street. He's like, if you turn off a 28 and you go west on 29, and I'm like, who the I am not Magellan with these directions. Like, my dad has never used the street name. So I could only imagine my dad calling to be like, this is the way you got, like, to say where he is.
First of all, I'd be like, tell me your address. Do not say less. Tell me your address.
No, that's how my grandpa is.
But could you imagine?
No. He's like, you go 40 miles on the 5. And I'm like, what? 40 miles? How do you even count that?
He uses the mile markers.
Literally.
My mom would be like, it's near that place where you got a pair of glasses in fourth grade.
Right. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. But could you imagine any of our parents or grandparents calling this service? Like, I really almost want to do this for a day with a camera.
Oh, my God.
Because it has to be fucking hysterical.
I mean, even what
we witnessed in the salon, I'm like, where are the cameras? This is a fucking show. Like, this is the reality show that needs to happen. We need eyes on Go-Go Grandma.
No, literally.
We need the drivers. We need the firsthand experiences.
Oh, my God. This
we
is
need
amazing.
Cameras on this situation. Because I cannot imagine what these poor drivers deal with. But I was dying. I was like, she's like, yeah, call this service. Go, Grandma.
Oh, my God.
Karen's aggressive. She's aggressive. She's large and
Karen
she's aggressive.
Says it all.
She is aggressive. But she's like, this driver, I hope I don't have the one I had this morning. I'm like, oh, my God.
I hope not either for his sake.
Right.
He has given you a bad rating.
Oh, my God.
No one's picking your ass up.
Right.
She's been skipped over.
She's blacklisted.
Yeah, from Go-Go Grandma.
But, like, you don't need a smartphone. And, like, all you have
it's
to do.
It's so smart that you just have to call a number because
well,
you know
and it's all verbal confirmation.
Yeah.
You just say, like, if you need Uber or a ride, press 1.
Yeah.
Oh, easy.
That's so smart.
But when our girl took the phone to give directions, she realized that she was talking to, like, the automated service of it. She hadn't even, like, gotten to the man yet. So
oh
I'm like,
God.
She was yelling like that at the automated service? Which she was. She was, in fact, yelling at the automated service.
That's why they get all the – see?
I yell
super
at the automated
smart.
Services, so I can relate.
They're getting all the yelling out to the automated service. So then by the time they get to a person, they're pleasant as pie.
So I just had to share that.
This is
that,
amazing.
I thought that was
That's
amazing.
Hilarious.
Go, my
grandma.
God. Nothing will be better than that. This is so
I know.
Great.
I could not handle it in the salon. I was like, I cannot wait to talk about this.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I think I have a wait what.
Oh,
I guess my wait what is like why I'm here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Would that be considered it?
Okay, yeah.
Let me sit up.
Girl, that's whatever
I'm
you want.
On the couch.
Yeah, I'm ready. We're okay. ready.
So I really wasn't even supposed to be here this weekend. But I got an email from my agent basically on Friday saying, you know, you need to get a passport renewal so you can get a visa next week.
We should let people know who have not heard you before that Alex is a professional dancer in LA. Mm-hmm. She's danced with what? Justin Bieber, Pitbull, Selena. I mean, Christina, you name them.
Yeah.
She's danced with them. Continue.
So whenever you like travel to like certain countries, most countries, you need like a work visa, especially like Southeast Asia, like any of the Asian countries, like South America, Europe, like you need like a work visa to get into the country. But a lot of these visas take like a few weeks to like process and get back. So me being like negligent towards like my passport, I didn't realize that mine expired in August, and you can't really travel to these countries unless you have more than 6 months before your expiration date, which like my visa, my passport's not expired yet, but it expires in August. So like you had, it had to be like November of this year and I could travel. So I get like this eval check to, it's like this eval check is basically like, you know, they see if you're available and interested in doing the job on last Monday. And I'm like, oh yeah, of course. Like I would love to do it. And they like were making it work with my schedule, like switching rehearsals around for me so I could like do the job because the artist really wanted me on it. So Friday, they're like, okay, call this number, get an appointment for next week so you can get your passport renewed. I'm like, okay. So all these emails are coming in at like 6 a.m. in LA because a lot of the people are on like East Coast time. So I'm up, you know, my mind is like switched on immediately because I'm like, oh shit, I got to get this passport. So I'm like looking at the government website, like the passport agency website. There's like three or four passport agencies on the West Coast and like 20 on the East Coast.
Really?
Yeah. There's San Diego, LA, San Fran, Washington.
What?
That's it. There's no Vegas. There's like some in the mid, like the Midwest.
Yeah.
Like a, there's a Arizona. You got the Texas ones. Something in the middle, like a Kansas City or St. Louis, something like that. And then it starts to go like Chicago, Detroit, and then the South, like Miami, New Orleans. But like everything is like all on the East Coast. So I find an appointment in San Diego for next Thursday. And I'm like, okay, I'll drive. I'm driving down 3 hours to go get this like passport, which is fine. But then I get an email from someone from the team and they're like, oh no, you need to have a new passport by Monday because we have to turn visas in on Tuesday.
Oh, I'm like, God.
Oh, it's Saturday. The all these government offices are closed. Like, I need to like figure this out. So yesterday I'm sitting in my car in this FedEx parking lot having to pick up and like print my passport paperwork. And I'm like trying to find an appointment anywhere. I'm looking literally everywhere in the country. There's none on the West Coast, literally none. I was going to fly to San Fran, Washington. The only place that had a Monday appointment is Buffalo. And I literally think, I'm like, wait, where did I get my passport last time? Because I had expedited it last time for a job. And I'm like, oh my God, Buffalo has one. So I look on the website and they have a 10:30 appointment. And I'm like, I'm going home. Like, this makes sense. Like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I look at the flights. I literally had to fly out last night. So like same day. So it's like 9 a.m. in LA. And literally I'm looking at flights. These flights are going. Like, I was like looking at a flight. It was gone. Looking at another flight, jumped up $400. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, is this like cookies, like tracking like my, like, you know, my internet search? I'm like, oh, they're just like jumping in and like raising the prices because they know I need this fucking flight because they hear me talking about it. So I'm in the parking lot. I am losing all these flights. I go in, print my stuff at FedEx, walk out, drop everything in water, have to go back in, reprint my stuff. Finally, I get a flight, but it's a red eye at 10 p.m. So I had to go home, change, do my hair and makeup, get passport photos taken. I'm like on the phone with my mom, like crying, having a full mental breakdown in the FedEx parking lot.
Yeah.
Cause like, it's just crazy. I have to find someone to watch Rome. Like, thankfully my sister could. And I go to get my passport photos taken, drop my, it's pouring rain too, drop my keys underneath the car, have to use my dog's toy to get it out. I'm literally bent over on the side of this busy ass road in LA. Holy on shit. All fours with an umbrella over my head, trying to get my keys out with a dog toy. Like, it was actually insane. I get my pictures taken. I hate them. Leave my wallet at home. Literally just everything that could happen that was terrible was happening. And then I'm like, it was like 2 p.m. and I was like, I'm having a glass of wine. I need rosé right now. And so I called my friend and he was like, yeah, do it. Like, I'll have a shot with you. I'm like, this is exactly what I needed. This is the support I needed right now.
Exactly.
Like, I needed that. And so I packed for my flight and literally, like, I was like, everything that happened yesterday was just insane. But I'm so happy that I got a flight and an appointment because now I'm able to make the deadline because I literally have to turn in my passport on Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So and you get to be on our podcast.
Yeah. And I get to be here for this. Yeah.
I mean, that's the real reason.
Exactly.
No ray of sunshine.
And honestly, Faith had texted me and I was like telling her about how she horrible of a day I was having. And she was like, well, we're going to record at like 12:30 if you want to come. And I was like, I'll let you know how I feel when I land. And I like woke up this morning and I told my mom, I'm like, I think I want to go record.
Yes. Oh,
and
so
she was like, do it. Yeah. So here I am.
Okay. So can you talk about a couple of the jobs that you have done or have done recently or like, give us the updates of what you're allowed to say? Okay. I know there's a lot that you can't say.
So the dog's staring at me.
She's super into this.
Very. You want to hear the tea?
Is it Lexington or Luna?
Lexington.
Oh, yeah. She's nosy. She's a nosy bitch. She's
I
my
love
girl.
That.
Yeah.
So since the – I mean, I had like a really crazy busy like end of 2023. I was like on all the Voice episodes. I was like doing stuff with Bia, who's like a female rapper. And
every other week you were literally – actually, I think every week you were on TV.
Yeah.
For like months.
Yeah. It was
months.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then right when I got back from – Christmas break to LA, I filmed a Netflix show.
So, what?
Yeah. Which
I'm sorry, I didn't know that was going to come out like that.
Yeah.
We can talk about
oh
off
God.
Air.
We can yeah,
talk
I'll about give you off like, air. Yeah. But so, yeah, I did that the first week of January, which is like really, really cool and like a bucket list like dream.
Oh, yeah. So I'm so excited.
It was crazy though. Like, we were filming like 12 hours a day. And like, when I tell you, like, LA's cold, like this is when I was cold because we're in like we're filming for a summer series and
oh my God
I'm in little summer dresses just but it's 40 degrees out because we had to film like so there's a lot of like tricks to like filming so it's like sunrise can also look like sunset with lighting so it's like they want to film a lot as the sun is rising. So, and you get like that really bright light too, like right when the sun rises. So it looks like midday or right before the sun is going to set. So it's almost like reverse. Yeah. And like lighting is crazy. So they can make it look like any time of day. So we were filming literally from dark and we were filming an hour and a half away from where I lived. So I was waking up at 3 a.m. every day for a week straight to drive an hour and a half to film for 12 hours to drive back and to do that for 5 days. But it was amazing.
Oh my God.
But yeah. So that should be coming out. I think this year. But then I did some shows with Meghan Trainor.
Oh my God, I love her.
Yeah, which was really, really fun. I have been like supposed to be working for her for so many years. Like I would be on a job and then like something would happen and I wasn't able to do it. Mm-hmm. One last year I had a false positive for a music video for Mother, the one with Kris Jenner.
Yes.
I was supposed to do it. I got a false positive, but they were like, it was still like technically like
for COVID.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, not pregnancy.
Not pregnancy. we're just going to throw it for COVID people.
So the first thing that came to my
mind. And like, it was like SAG guidelines. So they're really strict. So they're like, yeah, like you aren't positive, but you did test. So it's like, yeah, you just can't do it. And which was shitty. And then but so yeah, I did two shows with her in Vegas and Miami, so that was really fun. And then I was working with Christina Aguilera again, which was like
Alex
so
went
fun.
On a worldwide tour with Christina.
Yeah,
by the way, she has already done that. That's already in her resume. Mm-hmm.
And she used all boys last year and it looked sick. But yeah, she brought back like some girls for these shows. So, but it was fun because we did a show in New Orleans and then we did a show in LA. It was a private event for Clarins, the skincare line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it was like Y2K themed. So, like, we did, of course, Dirty and What a Girl Wants.
Ugh, love it.
And yeah.
Love it.
We performed at this like sick mansion. They literally built a stage over the pool. It was so cool. And literally they had like Lindsay Lohan there. Like they had all these like Y2K like celebrities like there. Oh, and all these like it's like an influencer party, which is normal, but like I'm like Lindsay Lohan. I was like dying. I could see her on
the
side of
stage.
We need
to go to one of these Y2K. Yeah. Can we be like, oh, it's a podcast. They're influencers.
No, literally.
I was legit like, can I just pretend to be the cleaning staff?
No. These influencer events are insane. Like, I'll never get over it. Like, the amount of money they pay for these events is insane to have people come and, like, post about it. Like, oh, sorry. To come and, like, post about it. Like, they have, like, open bars. They have, like, food. And it was, like, very Y2K, like, food theme. They had, like, pizza pocket rolls. Like, yes. You know, like that. Like, they had, like, all these. Oh, sorry. My ADD. I'm so distracted by the dogs in the snow. But, yeah, it was just, like, so fun. It was, like, pink. And, like, you know, you get free products. So I got all this Clarins products. The lip oils, which are, like. Oh. Yeah, they're on TikTok. Yeah, I have one in my bag.
Is Clarins making a comeback? Because this is the second time I've heard them referenced.
That's the thing. Like a week. Their lip oil like went viral
on TikTok.
Yeah,
their lip oil is amazing.
It's really good. And it's like a tinted lip oil too. So it's like gives a little like color. But yeah, so that's kind of what I've been doing. I'm doing a show with Tyga in South Korea. So that's why I had to get my visa, my passport. So that's kind of what I have planned so far. I think I have like upcoming stuff with Christina, but like, you know, everything's like up in the air right now. Mm. It's just kind of how the industry works.
Just let us know because we really want to come watch you dance.
I know.
Oh my God.
And if you dance with Christina, like I understand like we are, that is our era.
Oh yeah, you would
like,
love it.
I would lose my shit.
Oh, for sure.
It would be very different from when I went to Drake with Kennedy.
Oh this yeah, very like, different.
I would be like living my best life. Like
you would love it.
I would wear, I'm like, it would be like Taylor Swift. Like, which Christina are we going to be? Are we going to be like dirty Christina with the chaps? Are we going to be like, you know.
Ain't no other man, candy man.
Oh. Or are we going to be die. Lady Marmalade Christina?
Right.
Ooh. Are we going to be like Mulan Christina when she did Reflection? Like.
Right. That's one of my favorite songs.
Are we going to do Burlesque Christina?
Oh, yeah.
I love Christina.
You would love the show because we hit all
I would
those
die.
Eras.
I would physically die.
It's really fun too because like her show is so fun to do because it's like different eras. Like the opening is like so strong. Like we do like Dirty and It Can't Hold Us Down.
Oh, which that's just, like, the one I would be.
Oh, that's like my – yeah, you would.
Yeah.
That's like Can't Hold Us Down is honestly like – we don't do a lot of choreo. The boys do most of it, and we're just like with her. But like,
well, we want to go to a show.
Yes,
and we're gonna FaceTime you, and you're gonna teach us choreo, so we can be those people in the front row. They're like, I know this dance.
Oh, she would love it too. She would love it.
Again, can I just be the cleaning
me.
Staff?
Me, I'll do it. I'll do it.
You saw my rhythm when we tried this last time.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I mean, we would like to see you at any opportunity.
Oh, my God. 100%.
I know. It sucks because, like, a lot of, like, the stuff, like, I do is always, like, it's never – Buffalo's such a – it's a very niche market for, like, artists because, like –
It's been 2 years since we've done a trip.
I'm like, oh, yeah. We'll travel.
We're due.
We're like, due. Travel.
It doesn't matter where it is.
My passport is renewed.
Yeah, we're good. We got the passport. Well, we're going to South Korea.
I know. Well, she has. So I'm like praying I get to do this show because she just announced a show at Atlantis in the Bahamas.
Hold on. Should anybody go to the Bahamas right now?
Yes, we're going.
Oh, okay.
I found out I'm too old to be trafficked at this age. So I am in.
I'm praying I get to do that one.
Oh my God. Oh my God. We will go.
Yeah. When I know if I'm doing it, you're the first to know.
Yeah. And just like have me do your hair and then it's a tax write off.
No,
win-win.
Literally.
Win-win.
No, you should see me.
Sorry, it's a work trip. Assistant.
Right.
Excellent.
You will hold the
bobby pin holder.
Bobby pin. She'll do a lot better than Alex.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alex. I don't know why she's like that.
No, honestly, hair is – I love doing my makeup for shows.
Oh, like, I will do your favorite.
Hair.
Hair I will do
is
your
the
hair.
Worst.
I will do your hair.
No. She'll hair is the most unfun everything. Part of the shows for me because I'm just not a hair person. Like, I can do what I can do, but that's it.
I'll do your hair.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I can do a clean slick back and like,
no,
you know.
I'm in. Bahamas hair. I'm in.
No, the second I know, you'll know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, keep us posted.
This is amazing.
Yeah, this will happen. Anna, what was your weight? What?
So Tuesday wasn't all bad.
Okay.
On Tuesday evening before the election results, I was nominated for the Chamber of Commerce's
business of
community.
The year.
Yes, it was their community action and character awards.
Ooh,
something like that.
Wow.
Yes. So one of the categories was business of the year, and Pitch Hamburg was nominated, and I won.
Oh my god.
I know, I was super excited.
Congrats.
Yes. So, well, so that was really, really fun.
That's cool.
So great. And like awesome people were nominated. Like West Her was nominated.
Oh, wow.
I beat West Her. That's the only time this is ever going to happen.
Period.
So, oh my God, I was so excited. So it was super cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And
congrats.
I had no idea.
Right.
I had no idea that I would even win that. So yeah, it was really nice.
See?
Yeah. And I sat next to John Kringle.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah.
What was he there for?
Because they honored a bunch of students, too.
Oh.
Yeah. It was really cool.
Oh,
really cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's dive into Bravo.
Okay.
Because we got a lot of Bravo to talk about. Are we good with time, Anna, or should we?
Let's just.
Okay. Bravo rundown.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start with.
Tell me.
We have to talk about the Vanderpump / The Valley crossover.
Right,
oh,
right.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
And that was smart because then I didn't plan on watching The Valley, but I ended up watching.
Stuck watching The Valley.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So let it be known that, first of all, there's already two couples on The Valley that are separated.
Right.
Jax, oh, really?
Jax and Brittany are separated.
Are they still doing that?
And yeah, well, supposedly.
Well, could Jax be, says he isn't, publicity. But Brittany says
yeah.
they are.
Who knows? But Jesse and Michelle. Jesse's the one that called Lala a side piece on The Valley.
Yes. Yikes.
They already have filed for divorce in real life.
I kind of felt it.
Yeah. Well, they were kind of, and I'm like, they're not even in The Valley.
Right.
They're like, oh, we don't live in The Valley. We live somewhere bougier. And I'm like, then why are you on the show?
Yeah.
And then they get divorced. I'm like, we hate you.
No, literally.
We hate you.
I'm like, I wish they saved it for like later on in the show. Like.
Yeah.
I don't know, like the reunion or something.
What did you think of The Valley?
I liked it. I don't know. I just have never liked Kristen. So it's really hard for me to like watch her on my screen.
I don't like Kristen. And I remembered how much I hate Jax.
Right. Like he's just such a douchebag.
Literally my least favorite characters from Vanderpump were Kristen and Jax.
Yeah.
I'm like, why am I doing this to myself?
Like Jax makes me laugh. Like some of his one-liners are just like. The when he sweat through his t-shirt and like his spray tan
spray and it was
tan?
The color of our espresso martini.
Literally, I was cracking up. I'm like, honestly, relatable, but I don't want to see it on you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm so glad you are here because I was actually going to talk about you and you weren't even going to be on this.
Oh my God, why?
This is great. Because I just want to know, you lived in The Valley. You
I live do,
in the
yeah,
valley,
I live in The Valley.
And I know how much real estate is in The Valley. Mm. You are an accomplished, successful dancer. You book continuous jobs. You don't have a second job. Like, that is what you do. You are on tours. You have a very successful lifestyle. How is this man who is a voice actor for what I assume to be video games?
Who?
But that's affording. No, the other the weird other one that affords a
the
$5 million. Yeah, the 3 under 2. And his wife is former Miss America and he does voice acting. How the fuck do they afford a house in The Valley?
But do they have a house? It looks like they're in like a townhome. It looked like they were in an apartment.
Because I'm
it
like,
did.
And
I
they're
know.
In Encino. So
I need to know the income and demographics of LA.
So where they show, I mean, who knows if like where they showed on the camera is where they actually live. But where they live is actually closer to where I live because I live in Tarzana. And that's like the neighboring town, city to Encino. Like it's like super close. And it looked like they lived in like a townhome condo type situation. Didn't even look like they lived in a house, but like and it looked old. Like it looked like an older building. Like it looked like he probably had that for a while.
Okay. Cause I'm just like, I know how expensive
it
is.
No, it's insane. My friend bought a 2-bedroom condo, but it's like an apartment style, like mm-hmm. living, two bedroom. He bought that 2018 for over $300,000. When I tell you, it is literally a normal ass, not that upgraded two bedroom apartment where he's had multiple issues, like for $300,000.
What is it worth now though?
Maybe like 4 or 5.
Ugh, that's it.
I mean, it's like not that great.
No,
it's really not like the best thing ever, but like he just wanted to like have real estate, which is understandable because he could rent that out for a lot,
right?
For more than his mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's insane. Like literally during COVID, like the prices of all the housing, right, especially in LA, literally skyrocketed. Like I lived with my best friend and they, her and her family owned the condo that we lived in, and they ended up selling it for over like $300,000 than what they paid for.
Yeah. Cause like, it went, I mean, this it was insane. Like nationwide.
Yes.
Went up. Like, it was insane. Crazy.
Like it's, I can't afford to buy a house right now in LA.
Yeah. I know.
Or even a condo.
That's like, why I was like, this man is a voice actor.
But like voice actors make so much money.
What?
Oh my God.
What are we doing?
Nothing.
It's really hard. What are we doing? No, it's like hard to break into that. It's a very niche industry. It's like stuntmen, like stunt people.
What? I'm ready to be niche.
Like it's very niche. Like, and once you
I
get
definitely
in,
can't do that stunt shit.
No.
Oh yeah, no. Don't sign me up for that.
I'm
sitting
in a lift chair for a reason.
Yeah, I have sciatica.
I literally got in a whole. Stunt people are so like stunt coordinators are so extra too because they're like super safety like driven.
But I could do voice acting.
Mm-hmm. Oh
yeah,
yeah.
I feel like we could do this.
It's but when you get in and like you're on these shows like Walking Dead, like oh my God. I mean, think about that. It's like one of the biggest shows that came out.
So he probably makes good money,
and you get residuals. That's the thing. And he was on all those Hannah Montana things. Think about how many times that plays on Disney Channel. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, sorry. It's funny though.
I know it is.
I want to be rich off residuals.
Right? No,
residuals literally are the gift that keeps on giving. I did a commercial last summer with Christina and Lotto.
Oh, yeah.
And And when I started getting my residuals in, I was like, I don't need to work for 6 months. Like,
oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Like, I didn't work all of November just because it was a slow time. I was chilling.
Chilling. I have done things wrong in my life. Yeah. Like the older I get,
everything,
the more I realize I'm like, wrong. I have done so much wrong with my life.
But with the good of my job, the bad comes because like the anxiety I get over. I mean, like literally, I just had to fly across the country to get a passport in 24 hours. Like the anxiety I feel, sometimes I'm like, is this worth it? Like sometimes I wish I just knew exactly where my next check was coming.
Yeah.
But it is fun because I get to travel the world. But back to the guy. Yeah. I mean, watching him do like the voiceovers in his closet, I was cracking
that was
up.
So
it was
funny. Cringe. I'm like, that's more ghetto than our podcast studio.
He's like,
yeah.
We
He's
could
got,
do
like,
that.
Blankets all around.
We could do this. We could do this. I'm just posting it out there. If anyone needs a voice actor, I'm
I'm really good at reading. So even like
audiobooks. I listen to so many audiobooks.
Yeah. I never got into audiobooks.
Oh, I laugh so hard when they like change their accent or they switch into like male and female.
And then he said.
Oh my God.
And then he said. I'm like, oh my God, I could totally do this. But I would laugh so hard. It would take so many takes.
That's why you can't.
No, I know. Shit. But do you ever see, do you know or see, like, do you go to the places they're going to in the valley?
Yeah. So like the Greek spot that they went to, like Kristen went to, that's like right by like Millennium, like the dance studio on Ventura. Like it's all like right there. Like my sister used to live right there. So she was in, cause that's in Studio City where Katie and Kristen live. Oh.
Well, you remember we walked by
their house.
Tom Schwartz and Katie lived right around the corner from Alex. And we took a walk around her neighborhood and I saw the Mini Cooper and I go, oh, I think that's Katie and Tom's house.
Well, okay. So now when they, okay, well, this is actually kind of crazy. So when they divorced, they, Katie moved into an apartment. You know, the Gelsons.
I went to.
That's where her and Kristen lives there too. They live down the hall from each other. So they're right there. Like that's Valley Village.
I know exactly where that is.
Are they still friends?
Yeah, they're friends. I actually, because I just listened to Mention It All podcast that Katie was on, and she said that they're still friends because they kind of talked about the Valley. But then Tom Schwartz literally lives across the hall. One, he lives like one side street over from where I used to live. One side street.
Oh my God.
And
oh.
he lives across the hall from one of my best friends. Across the hall. I walk past his apartment like once every 2 weeks. I know.
I'm throwing my microphone.
Literally, his dogs almost ran into my friend's apartment when she was like walking in because she was trying to pick packages up and his dogs were there. Yeah.
Oh my God.
He was like, sorry about that.
He's such a nerd. Oh my God. I'm sure like, his feet were out. What's wrong? Why is his feet always...
I don't know why. I have a soft spot for him.
Why?
I just love Tom Schwartz.
He's so dumb.
Do you know? Okay, well, he let's talk about up. Vanderpump. Let's go into Bailey. Yeah. Okay, we all got bamboozled.
I'm going to watch it.
All going to watch it. We're going to find out.
I low-key wish Sheena and Lala were on it, though.
I absolutely wish they were on it. Although, that whole scene in the kitchen... The continuity was off, by the way, producers, because they were flipping and showing the guy standing there, then they were flipping and showing Lala and Gina, and then they were flipping to the guys. They go, these are two different scenes you have filmed
literally
with the wrong people. And they kept flipping back and forth. I don't know, whatever. Editors need to figure that situation out. But what did you guys think of Joe?
I just think she's just different. I think she's different than the people that are on that show.
100%. I think that she and Schwartz are friggin' soulmates. I also agree with that.
But Katie kind of said that too.
Unpopular opinion, they probably should be together.
Oh my God. 1000%. Watching them together, I was like, oh my God, they are both such nerds.
Katie said
it's
that.
Super cute.
But she said that. I actually think... this is just my thought.
Yeah.
I think Tom's playing her a little.
Oh, for sure.
Shocking. I do not think Tom Schwartz is as dumb as he pretends to be.
Agreed.
I think that he plays off the nice, clueless guy, but he knows what he's doing. I absolutely think he is playing Joe. I think he doesn't really have an intention of settling down. And it's really sad because I actually think they're a great couple.
Yeah.
I actually really like Joe with him.
He's going to fuck that up.
Yeah. I also will say I have another very unpopular opinion.
Okay, what?
Ew.
Nobody agrees with me on this.
Okay, let's see.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to. You and I always hate the wrong people.
We do.
We fight. Whenever I
love Jennifer Aiden and she
fucking
her.
Hate Jennifer
no,
Aiden.
No, Jennifer Aiden is the worst.
We have almost ended our friendship over the fact that Alex defends Jennifer Aiden.
You just got to take her for who she is.
No.
Yeah, she's an asshole.
Yeah. I don't really like Melissa Gorga.
I love Melissa Gorga.
I'm Team Tree.
Okay, let me be clear. I think they are all assholes.
I love Teresa.
We fight over the Jennifer Melissa stuff.
Teresa's the worst.
No. She is OG.
She's OG.
It's respect your elders.
She's the worst.
Melissa wouldn't be on the show if it wasn't for Teresa.
No, I agree with that. But Teresa's still the worst.
Okay.
No.
Unpopular opinion. I am loving Katie.
Oh, no, I like her too.
Oh my God, really?
She cracks me up.
You don't
Katie
agree.
Is the worst. What? She is such a fucking bitch.
Yeah, but she's like living it.
But she's
like, living
she's
her truth.
Owning it.
Yeah, she's totally owning
it,
but she's
authentic.
Still like, no
it
I
is.
Cannot. I cannot. I totally agree. She is super authentic and she is who she
she's
is.
She's authentically a bitch.
She's
to you.
Authentically an asshole.
Aww.
Because she just her facial expressions, the way
I love
she
it.
The
I
way
love
she
her
like no. The way she presents herself, she walks into a room like, I'm the most important. And it's like, no, you're not. You're actually a huge bitch.
I love it. I feel, as weird as it sounds, I feel very bad. As nice as Tom supposedly is, I think she was suppressed in a marriage that was very toxic for her for so long.
Yeah. 100%.
That I feel like any journey of Katie coming out of it, I'm just in support of. And the fact that she had the opportunity to come out of it in any way possible and is coming out of it as a total heinous bitch, I kind of love.
I think it's hilarious.
Okay, but it's not like she's just becoming a heinous bitch. She's always been a heinous bitch.
No, yeah. She's like Tequila Katie, but like sober.
But emo.
But emo.
She's emo Tequila Katie.
And it's just like, I don't know. I just.
Her conversation, though, literally with Tom
nobody
Schwartz
at the salon agrees with me. Tom's, nobody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nobody. I tell everyone that I'm Team Katie this year, and they're like, what is wrong with
She's
you?
She's always been Team Katie.
Yeah, I like
You
I
always
like
love
Katie.
Katie.
I do like Katie.
I will say, totally got on board with Lala.
Oh, I love Lala.
So
I can't stand Sheena. I'm sorry. Like, I want
no,
to. But
yeah.
I've
never been a fan of Sheena on this podcast.
I just watched a TikTok compilation, and it was like Sheena's cringiest moments. There's like six parts to it.
Wait, Nick Vial posted it.
It's
and
hilarious.
She wrote like this whole thing. She's like, I thought we were friends, Nick.
Oh, man. She's getting it.
I'm like, girl, like. Literally watch yourself back. You would cringe at you too.
Yeah,
she's so cringe.
I can't when her and Brock fight too.
Oh,
I'm like,
I love Brock.
I love Brock too.
I don't even really like Brock, but I just like think like he I feel bad for him. I'm like, and I
that's
just,
a lot.
It's I'm like, oh my, like she won't let her kid go. Mind you, I don't have a kid, so I don't know what it's like to leave your child.
I do have two kids and no, I'm all right.
Yeah, we're going like, to the Bahamas.
I totally get where she's coming from because she has a ton of anxiety around it. Yeah. I totally understand that. But also like, and I do think that Brock needs to be a little more compassionate towards her about it.
But the baby isn't 6 weeks old. Like
I
it's
know.
A few years.
Yeah, but that almost makes it harder because then
it's
like
tough
they
as
remember
because they, older,
they
know you're gone.
Yeah, exactly.
She would have been better off when she was like,
but it was COVID when she had the baby, so she needed. Yeah.
Also, I think we need to take that into account.
A lot of
people who had COVID babies, like that's all they know is just being with their baby all the time.
Most of my college friends had their kids during COVID, and even to this day, I was just at one of their birthday parties yesterday. It was their son's second birthday, and like even in conversation with some of my friends, like they still have so much trauma from the COVID aspect 100%. Of having their babies.
Got it.
Yeah. I do actually think that is part of it.
Yeah.
But I will give her grace in that respect, but I can't fucking stand Sheena.
Yeah.
Let me
no,
be clear.
Me neither.
Let me be clear.
I'm just going to say, and I've said this before, even Ariana's annoying me.
Honestly, same.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Like, well, you know, they just filmed the reunion and
Lala aren't friends anymore.
Yeah.
Dude, but I have to say, like, she is, and rightfully so, because for us, this is like a year after everything happened. But when they filmed, it was like months after
everything happened.
Yeah, it was like
four or five months.
Yeah.
But
I will, I actually just burped by accident. But I will say, like, holy cow, she's still so full of rage and anger, which is understandable.
But also has a boyfriend.
Yeah. I got a lot of questions about that.
Which is fine. It's like, have your new man. But also, like, girl, just get out of the house.
Well, my whole thing is everything that Ariana expects out of her friends and family would completely be validated if you weren't.
Yeah.
On a television show.
Right, right.
And she just went on this podcast and was like, not ours, I wish. On a podcast.
Oh, she's definitely not after what I just said.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
Sorry.
It's fine. We don't need her. We have Alex. but she just said, she was like, as long as Vanderpump is existing, I'll always come back because I don't have any other financial stability in my life other than that show. So it's like, well, then give all of your friends a little fucking grace, because if you guys are all deciding to come back and film, you have to realize that you're, first of all, and I want to go on this, and this was on Nick Vial, and I would also like to address this. Why are they all fucking saying they're poor on every episode?
Every episode.
Every episode.
When she's like, I was down to my last $2,000, so I called.
And then Tom's
my
like,
agent and my something else. I'm like, why are you calling them? That's going to cost money.
Tom's like, I had to go on tour. I was broke. Sheena's like, Tom had to give me money. I was broke. Are you guys not getting paid? Like, what is happening?
The thing is like, a lot of them, after their, like, pre-COVID season, it was like 2000, like maybe like 19, they all bought those houses, right? Mm-hmm. They all bought houses, so they're like house poor.
I was just
at this
say,
point, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they're house poor, and like Sheena has a house. The thing is, Sheena doesn't live in LA when she's not filming, she lives in like San Diego. They have like an apartment there.
Oh.
Yeah, because that's where Brock, like, she met Brock was down there. Hmm. And then they bought the houses in Palm Springs. And, yeah, so they really are, like, kind of house poor. And then their podcasts are really what got them their money. That's how Lala and Sheena. Us too.
Yeah, totally.
But that's how Lala and Sheena.
Residuals.
That's how they really, like, were able to afford their lifestyle. And then especially this last year, like, Sheena, I think, is buying more property. But Lala just bought a house in Sherman Oaks. So, like.
Well, those are from the sweatshirts.
Well, all that from, what's it called?
Send it to Daryl.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Send it to Daryl. Yeah.
But, like, they're all, like, kind of house poor. And that's why Ariana and Tom couldn't buy furniture for the longest time. Because, like, they put all their money into their house. They were buying, like, millions of dollars
homes.
I feel
like they need to call Nick, though. Because, like, I feel like they're also making a lot of money.
They make, okay, so they probably make, like.
Ariana has a ton of sponsorships.
Right now, yes. Right now, she's probably good. But, like, prior, like, I think they were probably making, like, from, I remember listening to, like, one of Stassi's podcasts, and she was saying, like, each year, you go up. Like, you basically get a raise.
And Raquel, her last year, she made $360,000.
So, like, the other people are on it, like, a double amount of time. So, they're probably making, like, $700,000
a year.
But what? Think about their mortgage. Their mortgage is probably over, like, $6,000.
A month.
$5,000 to $6,000 a month. Yes.
Yeah.
Because to rent one of those houses is over 10.
But that's 10, still, 000. The math ain't mathing.
Yeah, it's
like
not.
Like, you're spending somewhere else.
Because think about, okay, Paige DeSorbo.
They
just
don't
disclosed.
Have kids in hockey.
Yeah.
Like. I'm literally doing the math. I'm like, I know why I'm poor and I make good money.
Yeah.
But what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah. So Paige DeSorbo on Summer House, she pays $8,500 for rent.
I could not imagine paying that. But I mean, like, I could if the thing is like, there are, like, I'm lucky. I have a really good deal on my lease because I worked it out with my property manager. But, like, my apartment, like, it's not cheap. Like, I literally am paying, I'm not kidding, I'm paying over double what my parents pay in a mortgage here.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Oh, no, I believe that.
Yeah. And that's just rent. That's not anything else. Yeah.
But I just, the whole money thing is driving me a little crazy. Because I'm like,
They're not poor, but they're
there's
definitely.
Part of me that's like, if you don't have money, this seems like a you issue.
It is a you issue.
You don't have fucking kids. You're buying Gucci sunglasses and handing them to James or Chloe's sunglasses or whatever. Like,
yeah.
There's just like, I just think there's like dumb spending involved.
There is. And I get during COVID because like they postponed filming probably.
Mm. Right.
And they all bought those houses and then they postponed filming for like a year. So they probably were really on their like last.
So there's a part of me that's like, Ariana, if you're going to give everyone the fucking eighth degree about talking to Tom, when you're all agreeing to be on the show to film together,
yeah,
there has to be a point where it's like, hey, listen, like, this I know you job. Don't want me to talk to Tom. I know you don't want me to be friends with him.
Yeah.
But you need the paycheck. I need the fucking paycheck. We all got to show up and think of this like a show because it is.
It's a job.
And I have to film with him because I need to fucking pay my bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there needs to be a little grace there. But I also, I don't know. It's, again, everything Ariana is saying is valid if they weren't filming a show.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's just what
I agree.
It comes down to.
I agree.
You know?
Just like Randall wasn't on the show. Right. So it's like, honestly, it makes sense. Like, there is no reason for them to like hang out with him.
Yeah. Right.
100%. Which I do get. And like, she also has way different types of trauma from that and has a child with
and
this
has
person.
A child. Right. So it's like, quite different for
he
Lala.
He can never go away.
Right.
Yeah. That's where I did get annoyed with Katie because I don't think Lala's trying to like revert back. I think she's just trying to like empathize like with Ariana. And that's her way of empathizing.
I agree with
also,
that.
Also, Katie's an asshole.
Yeah.
So there's that too.
Wait, just are you guys watching Summer House?
Okay. We have to talk about Summer. But we have
five minutes.
Less than five
minutes. This is all we're going to talk about is Summer House though.
Okay. Okay.
Fucking love it.
I think it's so good this season.
It's so good.
Why am I totally Team Carl?
I'm Team Carl. I hate Lindsay. I've always hated Lindsay.
I'm totally Team Carl.
She's the worst.
I've never liked her. Ever.
No, I never have either. And I liked her when she made the narrative that Carl was an asshole. But she is being, I am floored that no one from the cast spoke up when they broke up and Lindsay was dissing him, well, and no one was like, you got to see what happens this season.
Well, that's what Craig did. Craig said it. He's like, Craig it'll all make it. Sense.
Oh,
yeah. He's like, just watch the fucking season. Because
when
exactly.
he was on like Watch What Happens yeah. Live or something.
Craig did. But I think everyone kind of played it off because they know Lindsay and Paige don't get along.
Yeah.
So I think when Craig said that, everyone's like, well, of course Craig said that.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't think it had that much weight to it. But
oh my God.
What you said last time we talked about this yeah. really stuck with me. Mm-hmm. And you're totally right that the one thing I was kind of giving Lindsay for the longest time was I still don't think they should have filmed the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
But Anna said last time.
I remember.
She said, no, because I know we got to go. My whole family's. Like, we gotta go.
Tickety
but
tack.
I feel like you're totally right.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't get cameras on the breakup, mm-hmm. she would have changed the story. Because she's changing the story every time there aren't fucking cameras.
No, yeah. literally.
They're fine in front of cameras. Then they go in one Uber ride. Can yeah. we get cameras in the car?
And he yeah. jumps out of the car.
What yeah. is going on? What? Why are we not getting this?
Why are producers
on?
Following them in a different Uber behind them?
Or get in the Uber in the passenger yeah. seat and turn around. Why are they getting Ubers? Get these fuckers car service. In with
call go grandma.
Go grandma and get the fucking cameras rolling. I don't understand why they can't get cameras in the car.
No, literally.
Why are we not getting cameras in the car?
This is bananas.
This it's is like a huge misstep on the producer.
Essentially, she's intentionally flipping the fuck out in the car.
She gets to say whatever because there's no cameras. There's no accountability.
Well, when it's like when she was in bed with Gabby, that like first episode
yeah.
that
yeah.
they were on, like I think it was like episode 2 or something.
Yeah.
And they were like, she was like, I thought this was just like an intimate moment with like my best friend. Like I was just like venting to her. I'm like, girl, you know you're
cameras.
In,
there
you're
are
in
cameras.
A camera house. Like you're in. You're on a show. You know they're filming. You've been
like,
doing this forever.
Get out of here.
Also, ugh, if Sierra and Wes don't get married, I will
them.
No longer believe in love
I
anymore.
Actually
oh, my
like,
God. 1,000%.
I love them. I think they're so cute.
I love
cute.
Them so much.
Oh, my God.
They're
I'm
the perfect
so,
couple.
I am more invested in them than I am. Not really. But, like, oh, my God. I am so invested in them.
And I know you didn't like Jesse Solomon at first, but I kind of like him. I think he's, like, not that bad. I think he just, like, did too much, but now he's, like, figuring it out.
Yeah,
you
I
know.
Do agree
no,
with that.
No, I agree with that.
I will say if West is being friends with him, like, there has to be redeeming qualities.
He's just doing too much. I was yeah. cracking up when he, like, left the house to go meet up with a girl and came home. I was like, hey, I get
I
it.
I also will yeah. say I do not like the amount of scrutiny that Paige and Craig are getting for Craig's comment he made to Kyle. I am not
what
a
comment was it
when he was saying that he has learned to be on his own and yeah. like this relationship has made him a better man and he's given up on liquor and like all these things. And he's like, I've also realized that realistically, yeah, Paige and I want two different things. So there's a reality where I have to consider if we don't end up together.
Right.
He has gotten so much shit for that. And I'm like, guys, Craig is grown up. This is the Craig I can get on board with. And the fact that.
Yeah.
Paige and this relationship
yeah.
has made him individually without her a better person
mm-hmm.
is a huge step for Craig. Craig is such a dependent man on yeah. women. Craig is the man that turns into whoever he dates.
Yeah.
yeah.
And the fact that he is like, I actually am like, if we broke, like he wasn't saying he wants to break up. He's
yeah.
saying that for the first time in his life,
He feels secure
enough that he's okay on his own,
which is a healthy relationship.
I was like, thank you. I can get on board mm-hmm. with this, Craig.
Are we so codependent with all of our relationships
well,
that the moment we see that two people can have two separate lives
no,
and
yeah.
still come together? Like,
I love
Paige
and Craig more.
Yes.
I love them more.
Yes.
I have been like, they're not going to last. Now I'm like, I hope they do.
I hope they do
love,
too.
I love what their relationship has evolved
because
into.
Because they're totally realistic and logical.
I agree.
About how they are together.
And Amanda absolutely does not want to be on the show anymore.
She doesn't, nor should they be. She wants to move to New Jersey.
She wants to be a mom.
Yeah.
Kyle needs
to
figure
New
this
Jersey.
Out.
She's like, I just want to go to bed at eight.
Yeah.
And play with my dogs.
They are
like,
not on the same page.
No.
Kyle is very
Kyle was
motivated.
Crazy last episode.
And he expects Amanda to be at the same level as him. And in no way, when it comes to socializing, partying, working, in absolutely zero ways have Kyle and Amanda ever been the same.
No, yeah I agree.
So it's like,
yeah.
Come on. All right, but we got to cut this short. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, this is okay. My fault.
No, you're fine.
We got to go somewhere for hockey.
West and Sierra forever. That's all I'm going to say.
If they don't end up together,
I'm literally only watching because I love them so much.
No, I love them. They're so cute. Much.
So much.
If they do not end up together, I will not believe in love anymore.
I know. Same.
But I think like I love that about her, Sierra, because it's like she said, like, I've gone for the funny guy, like, you know, but I don't know. I think
he has
like,
more content to him than Austin.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, Austin should just fucking go off a cliff somewhere.
Ugh, I hate him. One thing I want to say to our one and only sponsor this season is Rise Fitness Studio has huge news coming. So they are actually moving. So this comes out on Monday morning. Stay tuned 9 a.m. on Monday. Follow them on social media, on Instagram.
Ren is doing a live.
Yes.
She's and she's going to do a live announcement.
They're doing a huge announcement Monday at 9 a.m.
Alex. Thank you so much for being on our
podcast. Oh, thank you guys for letting me crash.
I'm totally, I'm putting you on the spot before we go.
Okay.
Who is your favorite person you've ever worked for?
You have 20 seconds.
Okay.
20 seconds.
Oh my gosh. I'm not good under pressure. Probably, I would say Christina. I love working for Christina Aguilera. She's like my favorite girl boss.
All right. Well, we love you. We'll see you in the Bahamas.
Okay. Yeah.
Bye.
Hopefully. Bye.